Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, God.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
You are worthy.
Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah.
Peace, bring understanding right now.
Yes, God. Yes, God.
Right now, Father, in the name
Hallelujah.
Of. Thank you, Lord, for understanding. Thank you for peace.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We bless you. We bless you. We bless you.
Hallelujah. 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 Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
What's wrong?
Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Yeah, da 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 shit, Jebasa. Hallelujah.
Hold on.
Hallelujah. 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 Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank God for each and everyone on the line on tonight. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Faith Ambassadors, Women of Worship and, I'm sorry, of Wisdom and Power on tonight, our women's ministry. Thank God for each and every one of you tuning in and being a part of this broadcast to hear what the Lord is saying in this hour to his people through his vessels, his anointed ones. I am Elder Felicia, your host for tonight. And we invite you, if you are not a part of Faith Ambassadors Movement Ministry, we invite you to become a part. You can send us an email and say, I want to become a part in the subject line. And you will send that email to Faith Ambassadors, the number 247@gmail.com. Again, that's Faith Ambassadors 247@gmail.com as well. You can check out the website, faithambassadors247.com. faithambassadors247.com. We are on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter as Faith Ambassadors on Facebook. You can like one page and join the other. That is going to be Daniel, Faith Ambassadors on Facebook. On Instagram is going to be Faith Ambassadors. The letter I should be replaced with the number 8. And on Twitter, we are Faith Ambassadors. You can also search for Bishop Daniel Carter. Again, we thank God for each and every one of you being a part of this broadcast on tonight. And we don't want to prolong the time. We are in prayer for one of our leaders who is in the midst of ministry even now. And so we have already been praying, but we're going to pray again. And then we'll have a song, and we're going to bring the woman of God with the word of God. If you have not invited someone to be on this line, please do so via social media, via your contacts, or call someone and three-way call them and say, you need to hear what the Lord is saying through the woman of God. Join me right now. Father, we bless you. We thank you. We glorify you and magnify you. Father, forgive us of all of our sins, those we know and those we don't know. God, present us faultless before your throne. Father, we thank you for intervening on behalf of your children, intervening on the behalf of your people, intercepting every weapon, every plan, every plot, every distraction of the enemy that comes to destroy your people, God. We call it to naught right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your power.
We thank you for your anointing.
We thank you that your love exudes through us even now, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we pray for Elder Brittany as she goes forth in ministry, God. That the word would be there, God.
Hallelujah.
That your love
Hallelujah.
Would exude from her, and that she has your
Lord.
Peace.
Yes,
that
Lord.
She hears from
Hallelujah.
Your voice to speak what you would have her to speak
Hallelujah.
Even now, God, in the name of Jesus, that will stir up peace and make peace
Hallelujah.
Feel right now. No confusion, no conflict, no strife.
Hallelujah.
Right now, in
Hallelujah.
The name of Jesus, we thank
Hallelujah.
You, God, for your peace
Hallelujah.
And for your conflict resolution,
yes.
God. We
Hallelujah.
Thank you that you are the solution. You are the
Hallelujah.
Answer. You are problem solving, God, in the name of Jesus. And we bless
Hallelujah.
Your name for giving
Hallelujah.
The glory. Oh,
yes,
we give
Lord.
You the praise.
Yes.
Intervening and intercepting every plan and plot of the enemy that comes to try and destroy
yes.
us and your people,
yes.
your children, God. And this hour and that tries to come and bring division and separation in families, in ministries,
and
loved ones. We call it to not right now in the name of Jesus. You said no weapon. No weapon formed against
Hallelujah.
Us shall prosper,
yes,
and every tongue that rises up against
yes,
us, we shall condemn, for this is the heritage of the servants
Hallelujah.
Of the Lord, Father. We thank
yes,
you. We glorify
Hallelujah.
Your enemy. magnify
Hallelujah.
Your name. We bless Your name for it, God. Peace.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus. Now, God, bless each and
Hallelujah.
Everyone that's on the line tonight,
Hallelujah.
Listening live. Bless every home. Bless every mother, every father,
Hallelujah.
Every sibling, every child, God. Everyone that
Hallelujah.
On the sound of my voice listening, and everyone that will tune in to the replay after, bless them, God, that they will receive the seed of the word, and it will bring forth much fruit, harvest, and more seed in the name of Jesus. We glorify You, we magnify
Hallelujah.
You, and we bless Your name for it. It's in Your name, God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. 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 People, God, the rest of the announcements I'll do at the end. We're going to have this song, and then we're going to bring the woman of God to bring the word of God. At the end, I'll be the rest of our announcements.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It quarter of a passive and a quarter of Sunday. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
So give His heart.
Yes, Lord.
I'm building altars. It's bruised, it's scarred.
Hallelujah.
Still I'm building altars. Father, come slowly, come move, breathe life into me, here on this altar, Father, come soon.
Hallelujah.
You can move, breathe life into me,
here on this altar, hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
She is an anointed woman of God. She is a member of Faith Ambassador, resides in Texas. A powerful woman of God, a prophet in her own right, and anointed by God to bring forth the prophetic. I introduce to some and present to others. I'm none other than our very own Prophetess Latoya Douglas.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Here on this altar, that's very, I love that song. It's one of the worship go-to songs that I listen to. And it sets the atmosphere. So the atmosphere has been set where I am, and I know that it's been set where you guys are to receive the word of God as the word goes forth, because his word goes forth and it accomplishes that which it is sent to do, and it prospers the very thing that it is sent to. To prosper something means that you give it life, you give it the ability to move, you give it the ability to bring forth that which it is supposed to bring forth. So we declare on tonight that the word of God will bring forth that which it is supposed to bring forth tonight in the name of Jesus. And we thank God that his word is already blessed. And I declare that the hearers of his word is blessed. In the name of Jesus, that every household will be blessed, that every person that's listening will be blessed, that's listening tonight and listening to the playback will be blessed in the name of Jesus. I thank Elder Dotson for being here on tonight and every night. I appreciate her so much, and I thank God for her and her heart. So tonight I'm going to take my time, and we're just going to talk, but I'm going to minister a little bit on what God has given me. And he has given me to just encourage and also kind of let everyone know, including myself, that there's some things that we've been allowing to happen in our lives, and we have inflicted them on ourselves. So tonight I want to talk to you guys about putting your weapons down. The topic for tonight will be put your weapons down. Put your weapons down. I'm going to go to 2 Corinthians, and I'm going to read 2 Corinthians 10, verses 3 through 4. Actually, 3 through 5, and I'm going to read from the Amplified Bible. I'm an Amplified baby, and it just kind of gives a more descriptive revelation and more descriptive description of the word, so that you have more to look at and more things to dissect and to even go to God and say, what does this mean? So I love the Amplified Bible. So I'm going to start in verse 3, and verse 3 reads, "For though we walk, live in the flesh, we are not carrying on our warfare according to the flesh and using mere human weapons. For the weapons of our warfare are not physical weapons of flesh and blood, but they are mighty before God for the overthrow and destruction of strongholds. Inasmuch as we refute arguments and theories and reasoning, and every proud and lofty thing that sets itself up against the true knowledge of God. We lead every thought and purpose away captive into the obedience of Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One." Father, we thank you that your word is blessed, and we thank you. So I want to talk to you about the weapons that you are using, the weapons. The Bible says that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, for
Our warfare is not against flesh and blood. The weapons of our warfare are not against flesh and blood. So I want to take you guys to the description, the definition of a weapon. And the definition of a weapon is, let me pull this up. I'm sorry. I just had it pulled up and it went back. The definition of a weapon, as Webster gives it, and we all know that God has given Webster wisdom to give us over thousands and thousands of words that have a meaning to them so that we're able to have a meaning of the things that we say and the things that we speak so that we're able to reference them and we have knowledge of how to use words in their proper context. So the word weapon means a weapon, arm, or armament used with intent to inflict damage or harm to living beings, structures, or systems. Weapons are used to increase the efficiency and efficacy of activities such as hunting, crime, law enforcement, self-defense, and warfare. We have some very key words in that description, in that definition. Warfare is one of them. Another one that I drew my attention to was that a weapon is any device used with the intent to inflict damage or harm to living beings. To living beings. Not only living beings, but structures or systems. There are many world systems here that we are not a part of because the Bible says that we are not conform to this world. Be ye not conformed to this world, because we are the world. So with that being said, God is asking us today, whose weapons are you using? What weapons are you fighting? It's not talking about actual going to someone with a knife or going to someone with a gun or going to someone with a bat and using a weapon against them. It's talking about your tongue. It's talking about how you wield the word of truth off of your tongue. The word of God is a weapon. God says it in the word. He says that the word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. A sword is a weapon. And a lot of times we use the word of God as a defense mechanism as opposed to an offense mechanism because we don't fight from defense. We've already won, so we don't have to defend anything. We've already won the battle. We've already won everything that God has given us. We win. So everything's already been written out. Everything has already been given unto us. We win. The only thing that we have to do is maintain a posture of winning. And some of us don't do that because we get carried away by the words that we speak. In Proverbs 6, verse 2, it talks about a snare. It says that we are snared. We are snared. I'm going to Proverbs 6 and 2 because I want to read it. It says that you are snared with the words of your lips. You are caught by the speech of your mouth. So that lets me know that being caught, you're in a trap. So you want to come out using something to fight your way out of that snare. And a lot of times because we've said something that has set up a snare or set up something that we begin to fight and we begin to fight from our flesh, we forget that God has given us weapons to fight with. We forget that God has given us weapons to use in his word. He's given us this very word to use as an assault rifle, as a sword, as a knife, as a bat, as whatever weapon you want to use it as to defeat the enemy. A lot of times we forget that. We draw back into our flesh and we want to fight flesh and blood. But our fight today, ladies and gentlemen who are on this call, it's not with flesh and blood. We don't war against flesh and blood. The Bible also goes on to say that we fight not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness. He gives us this long list of things that we fight. And none of it says human beings. It doesn't say you fight your brother. It doesn't say you fight your sister. It doesn't say you fight your mother. It doesn't say you fight your sister that's in church. It doesn't say you come against your pastor. It says none of that. It says principality, spiritual wickedness, rulers in dark places. Those are demonic forces that have a ranking in Satan's army, just as we do. We have a rank, where there's ranks in God's army. We are called to be soldiers in the army of God. That's why he's given us weapons. And the weapons that we use, the main weapon that we are to be wielding, is the word of God. If we're not wielding the word of God, we're setting things up. We're allowing things to come in. We're actually opening doors so that things can come in. Some of the weapons that I know that I've used against myself, I've turned weapons against myself by speaking doubt. I've turned weapons against myself by speaking out of trust. I'm not trusting God or misplacing trust. I've turned weapons against myself by speaking worry. I've turned weapons against myself by speaking self-condemnation. Things that I've spoken against myself have left me fighting myself, fighting myself to come to a place that it's like I don't have to fight myself. If I speak the word of God and give it access to move and to bring the very thing back that I need, there is no fight. When Joshua, I believe it was Joshua, was getting ready to go up, he said, "Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord." You don't even have to fight this battle. There's some battles that we don't have to fight, but yet we open our mouths. And that's what gets us in trouble. We begin to open our mouths and we begin to declare things that God is saying, you didn't even have to say anything. Be still. That means that your mouth can be still. That means that your hands can be still. That means that you can be still. Sit down. Have a seat. Be still and see the salvation of the Lord. Watch me save you. Watch the words that have already been declared over your life. They're still working. They're still out there in the atmosphere. They're working, and they're going to bring back the very thing that they're supposed to bring back so that the word that was spoken will accomplish and prosper the thing that it is sent to. Isaiah 54 and 17. This is a very familiar passage, very, very familiar. And a lot of times we use this when people are coming against us, but Isaiah said the same thing that the Apostle Paul said, but he said it in a different way. He said, "But no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against you, you shall show to be in the wrong. This peace, security, triumph over opposition is the heritage of the saints of the Lord, those in whom the ideal servant of the Lord is reproduced. This is the righteousness or the vindication which they obtain from me. This is that which I impart to them as their justification, says the Lord." Now I'm going to read it in the King James Version because it uses some words that are not used in the Amplified. And it reads from the King James, "No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord." Now, this wasn't just talking about weapons, because at this time, they were fighting a lot of wars. They were fighting a lot of battles, but they were also, there were people talking about them. There were people talking about the children of Israel. There were people coming against the children of Israel with their mouths. And he was saying, the weapons of our warfare, we don't have to fight them. We will prove them wrong. We will condemn them. The word condemn means to express complete disapproval of a thing. To disapprove what someone's saying. How do we disapprove what someone's saying? With the word of truth. With the word of truth. We disapprove a lie with the word of truth. We disapprove doubt with the word of truth. We disapprove worry with the word of truth. We disapprove anyone coming against us with slander, with lies, with deception, with anything. We disapprove it with the word of truth. We disapprove it with the word of truth. There's about a scripture in Psalms 141, and King David was asking the Lord. He was asking him to set a guard. He asked the Lord, he said, Lord, in Psalms 141, verse 3, I'm going to read it out of the Amplified Bible again. He said, set a guard, O Lord, before my mouth. Keep watch at the doors of my lips. A guard. Set a guard at my mouth. A guard is a person who keeps watch, especially a soldier or other person formally assigned to protect a person or control access to a place. A guard. Again, what caught my attention in that was especially a soldier to keep watch. To keep watch over what? To keep watch over what we say. He was asking the Lord to keep watch over what he was saying, to keep watch over what he was declaring over himself, even over his family, even over the children of Israel, because they were rebellious. They were a stiff-necked people. He was asking the Lord to, Lord, set a watch, set a guard over my mouth. I don't want to say things that would cause people to be, I would lose control and cause access to other things. That's another part of the definition that caught my attention. It was a person formally assigned to protect a person or to control access to a place. Our words control access to places in our lives. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. We don't fight flesh and blood. We can block things by not giving them access by declaring the word of God, declaring the word, even by speaking the word of God to people and speaking it first in love. We speak it in love, and then we declare it over our own selves, and we must recognize whose weapons we're fighting with. If we're fighting with the weapons that we know to fight with, because of some of us, people can say, oh, I know that she has a slick tongue, and she can, as they say today, she can clap back, or she can come for you, and all these other things and phrases that they use today, those are defense mechanisms. We don't fight from a place of defense. We don't have to defend ourselves. We don't even have to defend the word of God. We don't have to. We declare the word of God, and it's powerful. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. It's going to cut that which needs to be removed, and it's going to cut and heal that which needs to be removed and healed at the same time. So again, I ask you, whose weapons are you fighting with? God wants us to know. He wants to tell us to put down our weapons. What if we were going to war? And you're going to war. And we're going over to Iraq. You're not going to take a nine millimeter into Iraq to fight ISIS. You can't. You would be defeated. You would literally be annihilated, because that is a weapon that has no, it cannot stand against the missiles and the missile projectors and the mass weapons of warfare that ISIS and the people that are in certain places have. That's your weapon. So being able to go into those places, you're going to have to get some weaponry from somewhere else. God gives us weapons. He gives us also weapons that we can use when we're getting ready to go to battle. Some of the weapons that he gives us, the number one weapon is prayer. When we pray and declare the word of God, give him back his word. We declare the word of God over a situation. We're giving access to a place. We're giving the word of God control over that place. And we're not allowing the enemy or us to access that place, because I said that sometimes we can turn our weapons against ourselves, and there's an internal fight that we have to fight. We can even turn weapons against people. Now we're on the defense and we're fighting against people, and God is saying, not so. Pray, intercede. He's saying, pray for them, intercede for them. Go, come before me for them, and I will take care of the situation. You don't have to fight. Another weapon that God has given us is praise. Praise is a weapon. We can praise ourselves out of some situations before we open our mouths. Another weapon that he's given us is thanksgiving. Another weapon is supplication. These are things that require us to open our mouths to declare what God is doing, to declare what he has done, to thank him, to give him adoration, to bless him. These are things that he's given us, and they are weapons. When we do these things, we give God his word. The word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. Again, put down your weapon. Put down your weapons. Before I close, and I'm not done yet, I wanted to open up the lines to anybody. And I want to ask a question. What weapons have you been fighting with that you see that you may want to say, okay, I've been fighting with this weapon and I need someone to pray with me, or I just need to declare some things right now over my life because I've set some things in motion and I have this fight going on that I don't want to fight. I would rather God's word fight it. I would rather God fight it for me because he can win all battles. So I want to ask Pastor Dodson, at any time in your walk, what were some of the weapons that you could see that you spoke into the atmosphere concerning yourself or a situation, or even you spoke against yourself concerning something you were going through, or concerning someone that had spoken something against you, and how did you deal with those weapons?
Amen, amen. For myself, one of my weapons, I was that person that, as I was told, I could make men feel like Fred Flintstone. That one episode where he was shrunk down and trying to drive the car.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was told that my tongue was bad like that, that I could make you feel small. And I didn't know it, but I grew up in the environment where that's what I was taught. That's how you responded. And I learned that it came from a place of unwarranted anger, displaced anger, and not dealing with and confronting whatever the situation was at hand. So as a child and growing up, I held things in. I prayed about it, yes, because I was a praying child. But expressing how I felt about it, my emotions, my thoughts, my processing them, I held that part in. And it would make me literally sick to my stomach. And as I grew up, the Lord began to reveal to me the root of it was anger, frustration, and not being a peacemaker versus I was being a peacekeeper. I wanted to keep the peace, so I didn't confront things. I didn't deal with situations. Versus a peacemaker, one who makes peace, deals with whatever the situation is at hand at that moment. If they get a chance to express their emotions, they get a chance to express their emotions. But nevertheless, you confront that thing at that moment, not let it linger, not let it go on, unless the Lord tells you otherwise. Now, if he tells you to be quiet, you be quiet until he gives you the words to say. Otherwise, if you can deal with that situation or that person, yes, confronting it head on, deal with that person or that situation in love
with a peaceful spirit at that moment,
Go ahead.
Not in anger, because sometimes we need to get ourselves somewhere and sit down and let God minister to us versus, Lord Jesus, why is the Amber Alert coming through right now?
Amen.
And so,
hallelujah.
Knowing how to deal with that at that moment and knowing how to do it as a peacemaker in a loving way with the spirit of gentleness and meekness as well, because the Holy Spirit will tell on you, because you think you're going in love and you think you're going in peace. And he'll tell on you, and it'll be underlying attitude, underlying anger, just a little hint of frustration, and the person will be able to tell it by the Holy Ghost. So, I've said some things out of anger, out of frustration, out of irritation, or out of being a product of my environment at that time until God delivered me. Now, I can't say I'm fully delivered. I'm not going to lie and say I'm fully delivered.
Amen.
Every now and then, God shows me that there's still some residue that I need to go and clean out of the corner. There's still some dust left on the shelf that I need to go and clean off. There's still some cobweb that's holding some stuff, the residue in it, that I need to go and take care of. But we don't know that we need that until he reveals that to us. And otherwise, when you live with it every day, you think you're okay until somebody say, no, your stuff stinks.
Come on. Amen. Amen. That was a great breakdown of you and how you have dealt with some of the weapons that you've used against people and even yourself. The snare, as I read the description or the scripture that says that we are snared by the words of our mouth, we are taken by the things that we say. It's like being a prisoner of war, and we are soldiers.
Yeah.
So those things, they entangle us, and the definition of snare is something by which one is entangled, involved in difficulties, or things are impeded. So those things literally stop things in our lives. We think that, oh, this is me. This is, you know, this is the way I talk, and this is what I have to say because, you know, this is, you know, this is my truth and this is my opinion, and, you know, this is just what I'm going to say because I have to say it like this. And God is saying that it's time out for that. It's time out for that, because as we see, last week we had this, we had a great show, and we talked about the awakening of the believer. So God is doing some awakening in us, and he's calling us back to the simple things. He's calling us back to the very things that we think that we have a handle on daily, but we don't, because we have the propensity to slip back into carnality. And I'm not saying that you just become a carnal Christian, but you become, your expressions can become carnal. Yes, your expressions can become carnal.
And
So being in that place, we set up these weapons against ourselves and we turn them in. I have heard, so like this whole week, and I was like, okay, Lord, what do you want me to talk about? And you said Isaiah 54:17.
If I tell you that I have heard probably 100 people quote that scripture and using it against people, and I'm like, well, if you truly understood that your fight is not against the person and it's not against them, and you're saying, well, you know what, they said this about me, and she said this or she did that, and no weapon that is formed against me. And yes, that's true, because the Bible says that no weapon that is formed, and we have the ability to condemn anything that is brought against us that is spoken. He says that our tongues and every tongue that shall rise against thee, we shall condemn. And it's not a condemnation, because the Bible also says that there is no condemnation to those who are in Christ.
But that word
condemn means that we express a complete disapproval. No, I don't approve of what you're saying. I don't approve of what you declare. Amen. I don't approve of that. I come in complete disapproval.
I reject it.
I don't come into alignment with that. But we don't understand.
We think that we're
fighting against what people are saying. We're fighting against the very flesh that we see standing before us. And it is not so. So I want to open up the lines. If there's anybody on the call that would like to share a weapon that they've used against themselves, or, like I said, used against someone else in trying to defend yourself, or trying to defend them, or trying to defend an ideology or a reason or something that you have in you, and you've used a weapon against it, I would like to hear somebody else and what they have to say. Can you open the line so that we can see who would like to say something?
Yes, ma'am. Let's see. I was trying to see if Elder Britton was available. She hasn't responded, so I'm going to take that as a no. The next person line I'm going to open ends in 7901. If that is you, you will have an opportunity to speak on the broadcast. I'm going to open your line next. Man or woman of God, are you there?
There I am. I am.
Amen.
God bless everybody. The weapon that I have used against myself has been condemnation and self-righteousness.
Mm-hmm.
With self-righteousness, there'll be times when I recognize something that I may see in my own brother or my own sister, and in me attempting to address that situation, I may feel like what I'm telling them is right, but I'm looking at it from the enemy makes a suggestion that I'm looking down upon them, and then I will come into agreement with what he says, and then I'll condemn myself when I knew what I was saying was right, but I just wasn't confident in what I said.
Amen. So what you're saying is that you have the ability to, because the enemy is always going to try to bring condemnation against us. And that's his job. You know, he wants to condemn us, and you being able to understand and even see the spirit of self-righteousness rising up, you have the ability to condemn that spirit, which means that you disapprove with that. You don't approve. You don't come into alignment with that spirit. And all of us have the propensity to become self-righteous. I know that I have in some things, and God has had to say, hold up, chickadee. He doesn't call me chickadee. I'm saying that. And call me right back into alignment, saying, you know, there go
Check
you.
Yourself.
If not for the grace of God, there go you. You know,
yeah.
And if not for
yeah.
the
That's
mercy
it.
That
That's
I give you every day, LaToya, there go you. You know, so I have learned how to really, really look at things, and I'm still learning, but I've learned to look at things from a perspective of love and compassion and being able to say, what if that was me? If I was in that place, you know, how would I want someone to respond to me? That's the thing. How would I want someone to respond to me? The Word of God, as we know it, the Word of God, although it may have some things in it that are corrective, that are rebuking, that reprove us, that give us things, and we have to question, we have to make decisions that may hurt, the Word of God is a book of love. It's God has given a descriptive, we have this tangible book in front of us, but it's all written in love. It's given to us. So we must be able to even give the word back to ourselves in love. We have to be able to administer love to ourselves. And sometimes we forget that. We begin to declare things over our own lives and say things that have us fighting. And we're literally fighting with ourselves. And the fight becomes not only a fight against ourselves, but then we fight the very people that are in our circle, that are closest to us, the people that we encounter. Because now we've got our weapons drawn. We're walking around like She-Ra, or we're walking around like somebody that has a 9mm and a bazooka and a machine gun and an AK-47 all in one attached to us, and we're ready to open fire on anybody. How dare you? Not me. No, you ain't gonna say, no, you ain't saying that. You're not right. We fight from a place of defense where we don't have to defend ourselves. The Lord told me a long time ago, he said, LaToya, you don't have to defend yourself. I will defend you if you let me. I will defend you if you let me. And we saw that with Jesus. We saw that Jesus was never, ever, ever, ever trying to defend himself, but the weapon that he wielded, the weapon that he used was the Word of God. He used the Word of God. So is there anyone else that would like to share? Anyone else that would like to just share with us a weapon that you've used or that you've possibly used against yourself or against someone else, because God is really trying to get us back to the place where we are not only declaring his word, but it is living and breathing, and it's a part of us, and it's the very thing that we speak no matter what. So the next person, she's going to open your line, and you can share, please.
That is the person and a number ends in 9083. Your number ends in 9083. Yes, it does, Reggie. Yes. If you like to
9083?
Yes, ma'am.
If you would like to share, go ahead and share. If not, just say no, not at this time, and we understand.
Yes.
9083. Is the line open?
Yes, ma'am. They might not be radio.
Maybe you're not in a place where you can,
ready.
Maybe you can speak, or you're kind of shy. I understand that. We understand that. There's no pressure. No pressure at all.
Amen.
So, again, you know, I have just been trying to understand what God has been saying about, you know, weapons and not using anything to defend myself, but allowing him to defend me. Because when God defends us, there is no misunderstanding if someone comes back to you and says, I was wrong, or you're able to go to someone else and say, I was wrong, because now you've opened up not only a line of communication, but there's also this place of access that you both have now into each other's lives to speak life, to speak life It's not cut off. There is no block. The person hasn't put up this wall as a defense mechanism, because that can become a weapon too. We put up these walls that become weapons.
Yes.
And those
yes.
are things
yes.
of self-defense. They defend us from people. They defend us from places. They defend us from things. And God doesn't want us to be walled in. He wants us to stand on the wall. He doesn't want us to be behind
yeah.
closed doors. He wants us to be out
yeah.
running the race. He doesn't want us to be withdrawn
yeah.
in. He wants us to be out declaring the works of the Lord while in the land of the living, while we can, speaking the gospel, telling the good news, declaring the word as a weapon to fight against the enemy of this day, in this time. There's an army that is not the army of the Lord that we are fighting, you guys. And they
yeah.
they have weapons as well. They have the weapon of suggestion,
yep.
the weapon of lies, the weapon of deceit. They have the weapon of assumption. They have all these different weapons. They have anger, bitterness, malice, gossip, slander, all these different weapons that they use against us. And we take them and we use them against us, ourselves, and we use them against our brethren. We use them against our family. We use them against our loved ones. We
mm-hmm.
use them against people that God is calling us to minister
yep.
to. And we are. God is saying, put down your weapons. Put down
yes,
your
amen.
Weapons.
Yes.
Put down the weapons that you want to use, and use my weapons. My weapon is
mm-hmm.
sharper than any two-edged
yes.
sword. Not only does it cut, but it heals at the same time. How can you have a sword
yes.
that cuts you and heals you at the same time? That's love. That's love.
That's
and
it.
If it's
That's
done
it.
In
it.
Love, if it's declared in love, and if it's spoken in love, there is such a reception and a receiving of that word that it gives life to the hearer. The Bible says that let no thing proceed out of your mouth that which only edifies, and it gives grace to the hearer. It imparts
yep.
grace to the hearer. It edifies. That means that it builds up. Now, not at all times is the word of God going to edify. We know that the word brings correction. We know that it brings reproof. We know that it brings also other things that pull us back into alignment with God. So we're not going to get confused with being able to say, I don't come into agreement with that. I don't receive that. I do not line up with what you're saying. But at some times, we're going to have to be able to receive that which is being said,
yeah.
even by
yeah.
us, even unto ourselves, declaring the word of God over ourselves, over every situation, every circumstance that the enemy would try to bring against us, over our children. How many of us have declared weapons? We've spoken weapons over our children and don't even know that now our babies are fighting. And they shouldn't have to fight. We've spoken things into their lives, and they're fighting, and they're like, I don't know where this is coming from. Why am I having this fight? Why is it such a fight? What is going on? And you've spoken things, and you put things in the atmosphere concerning your children, and now they are fighting. They're fighting.
Yes.
So tonight, Father, we command, we capture every word that we've spoken, oh God, in anger, frustration, out of bitterness, out of malice, even out of not knowing. Father, we capture them and we render them ineffective in the lives of people that we've come in contact with, in the lives of our family members, in the lives of our children, in the lives of our loved ones, in the lives of our friends, and even in our lives, oh God. And we declare
yeah.
life. We speak your word, oh God, over ourselves, Father, which is ultimate weapon of warfare that you've given us, Lord. And we thank you right now, Father,
yes,
that
God.
No weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises against us, we shall condemn. Every tongue that rises against us in judgment, we shall condemn, oh
yes,
God.
Yes,
you said that
yes.
it is our heritage. It is our heritage, and it is our righteousness in you. Father, and we thank you for that. And Lord, we glorify you. We glorify you. And we thank you for the weapons that you've given us through prayer, praise, thanksgiving, supplication, and to just come before you, oh God, and declare your word into the atmosphere so that it can work and tear down the forces of the enemy in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for weapons of mass destruction against the kingdom of darkness. We thank you, Father, that we have weapons of mass destruction against the kingdom of darkness, oh God. And we bless you on tonight, Father. We glorify you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, teach us how to use our weapons. Set a guard at our mouths, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Set a watchman over our lips, oh God, so that the things that are not right would not be able to come forth, Father. They will be stopped before they're even declared out of our mouths. And we thank you for that watchman. We thank you for that guard on tonight, oh God. We bless you on tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you, Father, that life and death are in the power of our tongues, oh God. Weapons have power. And we thank you for the power that you've given us, Lord. We declare life, life, life. Life, Father, over everything, oh God, and that which must die, Lord, we declare death over it in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you. We bless you. We love you and we glorify you. We honor you, oh God. Father, we thank you for training us as soldiers in your army. We thank you that you've raised us up for such a time as this, Lord. We thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, that you have chosen us to be a part of your army. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. We take authority for the kingdom of God now. We become that tank, oh God. We take authority for the kingdom of God now in the name of Jesus. And we bless you, Lord. We thank you that our weapons will be aimed, oh God. They would have a target, Lord. They would not haphazardly be aimed, Lord. They would have a target in the name of Jesus. We would be bullseyes. We would be as bullseyes, as archers in the spirit, oh God, that we would always hit our target in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you. We thank you, Lord. We bless you and we glorify you. We honor you, Father. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus that every word that has been declared over our lives, oh God, that was negative, that was meant to judge us, that was meant to tear us down, that was meant to keep us in condemnation, that was meant to keep us in worry, doubt, fear, anger, resentment, bitterness, gossip, slander, and anything that is not of you, Father, we render it ineffective. We cancel it in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, that every word that you've declared, we declare life. We declare life, oh God, that they are living and breathing and moving and active in our lives and in the very lives of every kingdom citizen, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We bless you, Father. We thank you even for the armor that you've given us, Lord, as we fight. And we go forth with these weapons. Father, teach us to continually put our armor on in the name of Jesus. And we thank you right now, Lord. We love you and we glorify you. And it is in Jesus' name. I thank you guys for joining us today. I pray that everybody was blessed by this word because I was. And I thank you. Join us tomorrow night and Thursday night, same time, same bat channel. Pastor Dodson, I give you back the floor. Thank you, guys. I love you.
Amen, amen. God bless you, woman of God. Thank you so much for that powerful word. What weapons are you using? I wanted to touch real quick on the barriers. We put up barriers and we have defense mechanisms that we have in place, but we have to remember as the Holy Spirit unveiled and revealed to me many times and reminded me many times, the very wall that you put up to block others, to block the weapon, also keeps your blessings out. It keeps you from getting to where you need to be, to who you need to be getting to.
Right.
And it keeps the things that need to be getting to you from getting to you.
Yes.
So be very careful about the barriers and the blockage and the defense mechanisms that you put up in this hour. That
Come
if
on.
It's not from God, if it's not God
Come
ordained,
on.
It will stop. It will hinder, it will block the very blessing that you have been crying out, asking for, begging for, pleading for, looking for, waiting on, praying for, fasting and bringing supplication before the Lord. He's saying, let down your defense, let down your walls, and let me cover you with my
Come
feather
on,
and my wing. Let me cover you with my son's blood. Let me be the strong tower where you can run in as the righteous and you will be safe. Let me take care of those that fight against you. He said that he will make our enemies his enemies, so you have nothing to be concerned about. He
Amen.
Said, vengeance is mine. That means
yes.
it belongs to him. And I shall repay. That's a promise.
Yes.
You don't have
Hallelujah.
To repay anybody. You don't have to get anybody back. You don't have to get go tit for tat. You don't have to get imagine up something, because what God
Hallelujah.
Will do is beyond anything you could think or even imagine. And you'll be praying for mercy and grace upon that person or that thing or that situation.
Yes. Hallelujah.
So, again, bring the barriers down. Bring the
Hallelujah.
Blocks down. Put away your defense mechanism. Especially,
yes.
you know, when God showed me that thing was in a relationship. He was trying to give love to me. And
Jesus.
I was on the defensive.
Yes.
And he said, you really going to be on the defensive when I'm trying to get the very thing to you that you asked me for?
Wow.
I said, well, how do I know it's from you? Wait a minute, we're talking now. Me and God talking, and I'm asking him, how do I know it's from you?
Jesus.
When he
Jesus.
Just said, I'm trying to get the very thing to you that you asked me for.
Jesus.
I was even defensive with God.
Wow. Ah, my.
He said, when you
Jesus.
Take that down, because you put that up, I didn't tell you to put it up.
Hallelujah.
You put that up. So you take it down. So when I took it down, then I could receive what he had for me.
Jesus.
Then I could get all that he had for me to be
yes.
gotten.
Hallelujah. Yes.
So
yes,
every now
yes.
and then I have to check and make sure that I'm not on the defensive, that I'm on the offensive, that I'm not offending, but I'm doing what he called and told me to do, and I'm delivering what he told me to deliver. And I'm receiving
Hallelujah.
When he told me to receive, what he told me to receive, from whom he has instructed me to receive it from.
Yes, yes. Hallelujah.
Wonderful, wonderful word. God bless you, woman of God. Restoration,
Amen.
Replenishment, and reward unto you.
Hallelujah.
Again, people of God, this broadcast will be up within 15 to 30 minutes after we have ended. We thank God for you coming in on tonight and being a part of this broadcast. Again, please join us tomorrow night, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. You can dial in or you can click in on the computer, blogtalkradio.com/faithambassadors, blogtalkradio.com/faithambassadors. As well, if you are not part of our page on Facebook, please do so. We post the time and the broadcast You're welcome on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We love you. We love you. Again, thank God for you, and thank you for joining us. Have an awesome, awesome, awesome night.
Amen. Amen.
God, that I'm still on the line. Tonight I will be in prayer on Periscope. It's Tuesday night. I do midnight prayer, midnight-ish, Central Standard Time. So if you are an insomniac and you want to come in and be a part of the prayer, join me. My handle on Periscope is at the Faith Pusher, D-A, Faith Pusher. Join me tonight / this morning, tomorrow morning,
amen,
at 12 midnight for the shifting of the shifting prayers. The shifting of the shifting prayers. Join me.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Father, bless each and every one that has come in by Periscope, by Blog Talk Radio. We thank you for this opportunity. We thank you for your peace. We thank you for your soul. We thank you for healing. We thank you for deliverance. We thank you for mind changes, God. We thank you for peace and joy. We thank you for your word spoken in a timely manner, God, that will bring answers, that will bring clarity, that will bring confirmation and affirmation, God. We bless you, we glorify you, and we magnify you. In Jesus' name, supply every need according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus, Lord, for each and every household that is represented on this line on tonight. We thank you, God. We thank you, God. We thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Somebody is crying out to you even now, God, to see your face, to hear your voice.
Yes,
Lord. Not like the last time, but like never before in their lives, God.
Hallelujah.
Your people need you like never before. And they know your voice, and a stranger they will not and cannot follow. So God, we thank you for doing it. Thank you for the unity that you're bringing in your body, for the oneness that you're bringing, your agreement upon you and your word, God, in the name of Jesus. We bless you, we glorify you, and we magnify you, God. In Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 We bless your holy name on tonight.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We bless you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We give you the glory. We give you the honor, and we give you the praise.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name, it is so. Amen. Good night, people. God, we love you.
Hallelujah. Yes. Yes.